4PXV Mobile.
Speed, this is Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango. This is Rusty over here in the Spartanburg area, headed to Greenville this morning.
Lloyd, I've talked to you before. I'm in Simpsonville, heading to Greenville for a little bit of about 3 or 4 hours of work, and then I'm going to relax after that. How was your morning?
And I've got 4 hour shift. I got 2 4-hour shifts working artist beer today. I'm volunteering for that, so I've got 2 sessions today. A 9:30 to 1:30, and then a 3:30 to 7:45 tonight. So I'm headed that direction myself.
Yeah, the IT company that I work for, we supported the artist beer with the computer stuff like that and some other components. So, and we support them on their IT for computer stuff too. So it's definitely nice. And I went up to their building, is definitely nice, and they do a great job.
Well, my course, barbershop course, has been volunteering for a better part of 12 years for these folks. We have every year. We're one of the volunteer organizations that works the event. I was supposed to work yesterday, but wasn't feeling up to it. I mean, I got kind of sick Friday and Thursday, and then decided, doctor told me I'd be better off staying away from a lot of people yesterday. So he said by today I should be okay and go back. So I'm headed over. I've got a 4-hour shift this morning. And then I get a couple-hour break, and then I've got another 4-hour shift this afternoon. And then I'll be back there tomorrow because my chorus is singing tomorrow afternoon down at the near the Bohemian Hotel down there.
You're doing a great job. Appreciate you helping out. Like I said, it's definitely for a good cause. What kind of music does your group sing?
We're barbershop singers, four-part harmony, all a cappella. In fact, tomorrow afternoon, we're on the stage at 2:30. We always sing on Mother's Day, and we've got 2 choruses and 3 quartets performing tomorrow.
Yep, definitely sounds good. Like I said, I got a lot of stuff to do over the weekend. Got to definitely get the yard back into shape, and so hopefully I'll be able to enjoy a little bit of relaxation.
I'll be hurt again. I dropped down into a spot that's over here on my road that puts me in the shadow of a bunch of trees, so I can't be hurt and get into the repeater, but I should be good now.
Yeah, Rusty, I didn't hear any of that, but I heard your last conversation, but one prior to that when you were down in the trees in the valley, I definitely did not hear you.
In the little, it's one section of this road. It's about a half mile long, and I drop down in there in the tree. When the trees get all leafed out in the spring and the summer, it's just not a place I can get out of. So, but anyway, I'm about to turn on the highway 290 over here, go down towards Duncan and hit 85 down there, and come down and go into town that way. So that's where I'm headed right now.
Far from the 85 interchange to get on for Atlanta and Spartanburg.
Dan, I'll come down 85, get off on 385, and then I'm headed down to the Broad Street parking garage. That's where I'm parking today. And then I got to hike all the way up to the other end of Falls Park Road where check-in is, and then figure out where I'm working today. So I'll have to just see where things are when I get there this morning.
Ed already gave you assigned jobs, or are you just going to be, hey, we need you here when you get there?
No, I'm going to be working at one of the beer and wine selling spots. I'm a cashier, ID checker. That's the same thing I've done for the last couple of years. And at my age, it's a little bit easier than getting back there and trying to pour beer or wine or something like that. Then I don't have to rush with it. I can just take, I do my job and check IDs and sell wristbands and take money for beer and things like that. So that's what I've been doing for the last couple of years, and that's what I'll be doing today.
That's definitely an important thing to do, to maintain where people are legally allowed to drink and that they don't have too much.
We have the Greenville City Police Force down there if they drink too much. And, of course, we do keep an eye on things. we feel someone is too inebriated to be sociable, you know, we can just alert the nearest officer, and they'll do their job, and then I don't have to worry about it anymore.
Color, whoever's there doing the boost, they definitely don't have the means to confront people like that when they get in those states of stupidity.
Each one of these spots, we have usually have a security guard or one of the security guards that are hired for this weekend, or one of the policemen nearby. When you got booze and money, you know, you don't want a lot of people with trying to achieving having to get it without having to pay for it. You know,
that's definitely beyond important because they will definitely try.
Good. I've been volunteering for 10 years now, and so far no problem. But usually I work back behind. I'm not usually a cashier. I'm usually a server back there. But since I've gotten to my age and everything else, and I don't can't do all that standing and walking and serving back there, so I get to sit somewhere and do the sales. So that's what I go for. And anyway, but it's going to be a beautiful day out here today. It's supposed to only be in the mid-70s today and tomorrow both.
That's why I let my work know that I'll only, you know, be working till about the noon time frame. So that way relax the rest of the day. We've got about 200 printers that have to be set up to go out to at some point in time, start going out to the Furman University.
Ah, that's stuff I used to do. Spent 50-some years as a data processor, computers and everything else, starting with Uncle Sam's Navy back in 1966. So, been around those things a long time. I got more memory in the watch I've got on my wrist than I had in the first computer I worked on.
I truly thank you for your service. I'm retired Army myself, so, you know, very, very seldom are things being given, but you definitely have my thanks for your service.
Well, I did it because I enjoyed it. 26 years worth between active and reserve, so. And I spent 6 years in the Army Reserve, too. They tried to make a drill sergeant out of me. It didn't work. So, now I come from a Navy family. My dad was in 17 years when he passed away on active duty. My mother was in during World War II. My sister did 22 years, and I did 26 years. So, you know, it kind of runs in the family, as they say.
My dad served in the Navy, so, and funny story about that was when I graduated high school, he came to me and mentioned that he had a friend that was, you know, had a small engine repair place that I would start as his apprentice learning small engine repair. And I told my dad that I leave for the Army in 30 days for the basic training. And he asked me why, and due to the fact that, you know, I told him, I said, due to the fact that I didn't want to, you know, just be stuck in the Chesney Maze, South Carolina, Mayo area, wanted to get out and see something of this world, and they never made mention of having money for college.
My point was, I was coming up on graduation back in 1965, and I did not want, several of the people in my senior class had already received notices that on graduation they would report to Fort Jackson for indoctrination, and, you know, they'd already gotten their draft notices, so I decided that I didn't want to go that way, get into Army or National Guard, Army or Marine Corps, so I convinced my mother a month before I turned 18 to go down with me to the Naval Reserve Center and sign me up, which she did, and then, as they say, the rest is history. Of course, when I went to Class A school in 66, I was hoping to be stationed somewhere other than Charleston, because that's where I was living at the time. And they come through with our request with the thing, because I went straight on active duty out of A school. And they come through with that place showing where data processors were going to be stationed. Well, back then we were called machine accountants. And they, you know, come through at all these sites, and they had one for Commander Mine Forces, U.S. Atlantic Fleet. And I thought that was going to be Norfolk, Virginia, and I'd be able to get out of Charleston. I'd been there for, you know, a number of years, and I was ready to move on somewhere else. I got Wednesday before I graduated on Friday, got my preliminary orders, and they said to report to Commander Mine Forces, U.S. Atlantic Fleet, U.S. Naval Station, Charleston, South Carolina. So guess what? I ended up going back home.
Isn't that always fun where you try to put something on your wish list to go somewhere to see something, and then the military goes, I don't think so.
Two options when I was in Class A school, because I was getting what they call advanced Class A for reservists, because normally reserve time was 2 weeks during the summer. So I put in got to school and found out they were going to have two options when school was over. I could either go home and sit for 90 days, and then Uncle Sam's Navy was going to send me wherever they want. And I may have been in the Navy, but I was never a sailor. I proved true on a couple of reserve cruises when I got sick as a dog. Or I could put in my paperwork and go straight on to active duty, and if you were first or second in the school, you were guaranteed your first duty station. Well, I was first or second for the entire 12 weeks I was there, so, you know, it ended up going there, and that's what happens. So, you know, it's one of those stories, as they say.
Definitely a great job if you're doing well in the service. It's just my thought, and I don't think it would hurt anybody in this in the world to serve in the Army for 6 to 8 years. It would definitely give them an understanding that nothing's owed to you. You have to work for what you want.
Everybody should have at least 4 years in the military of some branch. Army, Navy, Air Force, you know, Marines, whatever. But I think they all should have that amount of time. But, you know, that's not the thoughts today. They've got too many things. And I'm just now getting into the traffic on 85 and headed towards where I'm getting off.
Have a great day. This is KO4PXB because I'm in the parking lot of work. So have a great day and be careful. Drink a lot of water.
Oh, I will. I will. You have a good day, too. And maybe I'll see you somewhere if you end up getting called down there. KO4KXB, W2T, 73.